Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94 WIB. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. Spike joins the show tomorrow full time. So you can no more speculation.
Wow.
You ready?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. I think it's actually official. I'm actually starting to see actual stuff.
I know you're just not in the mindset of I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been given several dates already behind the scenes. You and I, we've had several different dates that he could be here.
Yep.
And they all been pushed back, and it seems like this one is going to hold.
Yep. So he'll be here tomorrow, tentatively. No, I'm just kidding. He'll be here tomorrow, the start of a new era here on the program. So, you know, looking forward to it. And, Spike will be here tomorrow. Right, I mean, it sets up perfectly. Sixers-Knicks. I mean, come on. Come on, basketball gods. You've ripped our hearts out enough. I mean, give us Sixers Heat round one, a nice little blowout. And then
We beat the Knicks.
And
we took Saquon. We took Bryce Huff.
We took Spike.
We took Spike back.
Yeah.
New York is really going to hate us.
Yeah. Now, we gave someone to them. I forget. But we've given someone back to them.
What did we give back? Well, we gave them all. We gave them
Bill Redick. Yeah. We gave him Redick.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
You forgot about him already.
Forgot about him. Hey, like he wasn't even. He's a bum anyway. He's a scrub. Glad he's gone. He's 30. We don't need him. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. So they get Redick. We get Huff.
Yeah.
I still would have rather. It's all right. Defense is fine. Howie's going to draft all studs on the defensive side of the ball. We don't even have to worry about it. But I want to run this by you because if the offense continues to struggle, I got an idea for a new lineup. And obviously, I am a proponent of Schwarber batting leadoff. And it's not so much about Schwarber batting leadoff. It's the four hole is driving me nuts. Like, I think Bohm and JT are good players. Mm-hmm. I don't think either are four-hole hitters. Mm-hmm. JT is a good hitting catcher, but he's adding sixth. I'm much happier. Alec Bohm, same kind of thing. Like, just doesn't have the pop for me. You know, a four-hole hitter traditionally, you know, drives in a ton of runs.
Yeah.
And I think they signed Castellanos to be that. He has not delivered on that outside of the first half of last year, really since that point. Just has you don't really trust him in that spot with the amount of strikeouts. So here's what I'm thinking. On something that I think might work. And yes, I know this does break up the righty-lefty-lefty-lefty thing, which I'm not a huge fan of. But
thank God you're ready to break that up.
But the reality is that their best hitters are left-handed. So I would like them getting more bats if possible. So I'm thinking,
hold on, are their best hitters left-handed?
Yeah, it should be. Bryce, Harper, Schwarber, Marsh, Stoddy. I mean, like they're a little cold. Some of them are cold right now, but I trust them to bounce back.
All right.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Brandon Marsh leadoff. Marsh has had a good start to the year. He had a 370 OBP last year. It's around 330 right now, but he's also hitting 313.
Yeah.
I think he works a good count. He's not super over aggressive. He traditionally lets pitches get in there, lets seize pitchers, and he could steal a base. He's not slow. He can move around, and that'll make all the speed people happy. So I'm putting Marsh in leadoff. Trey Turner batting two. He's heating up a little bit.
Mm.
He's hitting over 302. Had a good game yesterday.
Yep.
And which is good to see because they need that. They need him to start hitting. Harper in the three hole, obviously.
Yep.
And I'll put in Schwarber fourth. Now, again, it's lefty-lefty. I don't love it because of late game circumstances, but I need someone behind Bryce that it can be a threat to at least hit the ball to the ballpark, maybe drive in some runs, stuff like that, because the guys behind him right now, it could be a part of why he's struggling. I mean, the Diamondbacks last year just stopped pitching to him. They didn't give him anything to hit because they knew he could kill him. And Bohm couldn't deliver until game seven. And it could be affecting him early in the season, too, where he feels like he has to press and has to drive in runs because the guys behind him aren't getting the job done.
Yeah, and he's always going to put that type of pressure on himself. He's just, that's the high expectations he has. That's never going to change. And so when Topper says he looks like he's out there trying a little too hard, yeah, that's what he does. Like, that's, he's not going to dial it back. He's going to try even harder. So I was not expecting that. You feel like we're at that point where we need to try something.
Not right now.
Not, but you're saying,
I'm saying if they continue to struggle,
if they continue,
up, because they're gonna have to change it up. I mean, there's too much talent. If they continue to struggle, there's too much talent here for them to be down.
Yep.
And if it's just not working and it's not clicking. I mean, Thompson has been prone to change things up. You know, even in 22, Schwarber started the year as a leadoff hitter, and then they bumped him down. He wasn't as hot as he is right now.
Right.
Last year, it was Trey to start the year. Then they tried Stott before eventually settling on Schwarber.
Yep.
This could be something where if they – because I really feel like the four spot just matters more at this point than the leadoff spot. You know, I think the leadoff spot is fine. It gets a hitter more and more at-bats. But if there's no one protecting your star in the four hole that can be a threat, it just matters a ton more. And it puts more pressure on Bryce, like we just talked about. So everything after that's whatever. I mean, I put JT, Stott, Bohm, Castellanos, Rojas. Like, it doesn't really matter. The more interesting part is the first four in the lineup and maybe trying Marsh up there and seeing if it jumpstarts anything.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody could be opposed to some new idea.
Yeah.
I just don't know. That's a little bit much there. Marsh to the top of the lineup.
He's batting fifth tonight. I mean, he's working his way up there.
You're right about that. He certainly is working his way up.
He had a triple yesterday.
No, it has less to do with Marsh. I'm fine with him. Mm-hmm. It has more to do with taking Schwarber out of the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, when you're struggling, not him particularly, just the lineup in general, even though he is struggling a little bit.
Well, he got on base five times on Saturday.
That's the thing. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Against all lefties, too.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Well, you got to try something is really the point that I'm getting at when you're struggling and moving your lineup around. And moving those guys down at the bottom of the lineup doesn't do anything.
Mm-mm.
It's the top of your lineup. It's your key guys. So, yeah. Yeah. I just wonder how long Topper will allow it to sort of go. Now, you go out here tonight against Colorado. And you don't score any runs.
Well, it's this whole week.
I mean,
this whole week you should be in
This really should be how you get healthy offensively this week.
The get right week.
Yes.
The get right week.
Yeah.
But for me, like, the reason why I'm moving Schwarber out of the leadoff spot, if they continue to struggle, is not because I think he's not doing a good job. He is doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
He's batting like, you realize he's batting like 433 against lefties? Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. It doesn't
make any sense.
But all we care about is the home runs.
I know. He's a singles hitter. He's a little slap hitter now, Kyle Schwarber. They need to get someone behind Harper to protect him. And, hey, maybe the trade deadline. Trout. Hashtag ask out Trout.
I heard.
Yeah.
I heard this ask out Trout thing.
I mean, you want to talk about the perfect four-hole guy to protect Bryce in the lineup. I'll put Mike Trout there. But, man, it's just that spot's killing him. It's just killing him. So, you know, I know it's lefty-lefty, and I don't love that, especially for late-game circumstances, but they're going to have to try something. 215-592-9494 if you want to react to that, plus all your phone calls on things you miss about your childhood. Kenny from the Dirty 30, what's happening, Kenny?
First off, I have to defend Jack about how he is a 30-year-old curmudgeon. Run into him in Clearwater with all his friends late at night, and his knucklehead friends and I stayed up late while Jack went to bed early.
Well, to be fair, I had to be up at our flight was at what? We think it was 4 in the morning.
Never let the truth get in the way of a party story.
All right, thank you, Kenny. I appreciate it.
All right. And Chris from Pensacon, he didn't go far enough about the childhood. I remember sitting there, and Ike, I'm sorry because it's going to sound like one of your cousins, but saying to my dad, when are we going to get remote control of the TV? He goes, we got one. Get up and turn the channel 6.
Oh, for sure.
You know, yeah,
sure.
And you know, he had to watch this Lisa Thomas Lurie now. Can't miss out on that. So, you know, the Saturday morning cartoons that were only on Saturday morning, and that was it. And then, and this is actually my answer to Jack, but I do want to talk about the Phillies. But I just miss the kids knocking on the door, and if it was the spring, we were playing baseball until dinner time. And if it was the fall, we were playing football until dinner time. And then if it was the winter, we were playing hockey in the street and had to get the nets out of the way when the car would come down until dinner time. And then the street lights would come on. And you don't see, everything has to be organized now. The kids just don't just. And it was,
well,
it was
now when you get a knock on your door, you start.
Out
of nowhere, what, you start calling the cops immediately?
I do.
Well, no, because they're selling the candy bars for to support the Little League team. You know?
Yeah.
That's the only knocks we get are the little kids selling the candy bars.
Yep.
It's just, you know, it was a different time. But you know what? Here's what I learned. Because I remember hearing our parents telling us the stories about when they were kids. And I guarantee you our kids are going to say, oh, remember the days when we actually had phones to have to hold? Because, you know, Lord knows you can have some implant in your brain. You just have to think about it.
And,
you know, I mean, who knows the way technology is going now. So,
yeah, I'm very curious to see what the next generation has to complain about when they were kids.
Yeah, I remember we used to have to post our meals online. You remember that? And, you know, just the same.
It's going to be. So what do you got on the fills here, Kenny?
What's driving me crazy, and I'm very Philly centric with this, but it's just like with the football. When the guys don't play in the preseason, they start out slow. This spring training, I mean, I'm down there. They get 1-2 at bats, and they're, you know, they're in the locker room, whatever. These guys have got to get their at baseball. You need at bats, and I don't think they get enough in spring training, and that's why they're starting out so cold, because these are not contact hitters, and if you're not a contact hitter, you got to start getting your timing down, and none of them have it. And I think our spring trainings are too laissez-faire.
You gotta put the pads on?
Yes, exactly. Oklahoma drill. Yep. What's the baseball equivalent to Oklahoma drill?
Put the pads on, have some 2 days, get out there. Yeah, I got you, Kenny.
Yeah, you know, they lollygag the first, and they lollygag, and what are they?
They're not playing well, Kenny. Yeah, they're not playing well.
You're supposed to say lollygaggers. Did you see Bull Durham?
I have seen Bull Durham. I was not up on your...
Another bad Kevin Costner movie.
No, that's
a great one, man.
Nah.
Like, I'll tell you, I was actually at NC State in grad school when they were filming that, and our rugby bar was Mitch's Tavern, which they threw us out for a week to film the bar scene. And then we came back in the bar. It was just a dive bar. It actually made it kind of nice for the movie. So I always have a special attachment to that movie because they cleaned up our bar for us.
That's a beautiful story, Kenny. Yeah,
there you go.
This is beautiful. Clean up the bar, the local bar down in NC State. He can't be. He can't claim NC State. Kenny's
is he claiming NC State too?
It was a little much. I mean, you know, he's a Nova.
I thought
guy.
He went to Nova.
Yeah, he's a Nova guy. You know, what was he good?
Well, did he go to both schools? I don't know.
He went to grad school at NC State.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, listen, he paid.
He did pay.
He paid to claim NC State, so at least he went there.
I know. I don't need Kenny changing. That's all I'm saying. Like, Kenny, I need to be able to troll about Villanova. Like, you can't be having him jump ship to a different. It's like the camera, right? Like, the camera claims like three different high schools.
Yeah, I don't really have that issue. You know, my wife graduated master's from Pepperdine, but I never really hear her bragging about Pepperdine.
No, she's a Sparty.
Yeah. 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 Right?
Yeah, yeah. Seems like people don't claim their grad school as much as they claim their real schools.
Yeah, the undergrad school. Yeah, yeah. They spent more time at the undergrad school, right?
Like, really, you're literally just going to be a student at the post-grad.
Yeah.
You're not having any fun. You're putting in extra work.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she had fun out
there. Yeah, but
Los Angeles, outside of Los Angeles.
Well, such a Pepperdine's campus is ridiculous, I heard.
Yeah, I heard.
Guess he didn't get out
there.
Guess he didn't get out there. Big V's in New Jersey. What's happening, Big V?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Big V?
Hey, loving it. Great show today.
Oh, thank you.
But, you know, you still got to get your spanking from OG Wade. But
Waiting on him. We're waiting on him because he's got a controversial QB ranking list out there that we got to get.
Oh, yeah, we got to dive into. Yep.
Yeah, that was back when he, you know, spent the night in the vet to try out for the Eagles.
You don't believe that?
No.
We don't either.
Yeah.
What do you got on the Phils?
On the Phils. Here's the thing with the Phils. I mean, they're traditionally that way. They start off slow. Then, you know, by the All-Star game, they're rearing hot. And, you know, they're in it. They'll take it to whatever the case may be. By the World Series, the third game, they're all out of gas. So I like it that they're starting a little slower this time. I mean, I like to see batting and everything. But as long as they keep it a little bit over .500, I think we got a good chance of winning.
I like that. I like that, Big V. You're already worried about the World Series. You don't want them to run out of gas. That's good. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Listen, about our man getting that contract extension, It's about freaking time. But, no, it doesn't put any pressure on them to make things happen, you know, with the draft. Mm-hmm. Because you look at it, the model of the Eagles, they're not draft geniuses. They're more of an acquisition group.
Right.
They, you know, they like their talent. They'll pay good money for it. But, I mean, they have picked out some gems during the draft. But
well, what defensive gems have they picked out?
Trotter?
Well, hold on. We're going back to 1998. I'm talking about under Howie.
No, I mean, under Howie, we haven't seen anything really good. But under Howie, this is the season. It's acquisition.
Yeah, but this Howie season's over. All right, we're closing the book on Howie. Yeah, come
on. Howie season is not over.
Stick a fork in it. They have no money left.
There's plenty of money left. That's
always got money.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's why Hassan Reddick's a Jet.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like they paid $200 million for a mediocre basketball player. I mean, but I mean, they've got money.
That's just Toby catching strays.
Yeah, that's good.
Tobias.
I appreciate it, Big V. What do you miss about your childhood, Big V?
Well, he said one thing. You know, we had the arena in our neighborhood. It was called the Lot. You know, baseball during the summer. You know, you played in the Lot. You know, kickball. You know, football during the winter, you know, especially on a snowy day. Mm. You played in a lot, and everybody knew it was time to go home when the streetlights came on.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but I'll take you back a little bit, Ike, in terms of a poverty childhood. Lunch tickets.
Whew. Boy, let me tell you, if you lost that lunch ticket before we got the lunch, oh, Lord.
You're about a hungry individual, bro.
Man, you're going to be a hungry individual, brother.
Yeah.
Man, you're going to be a hungry individual. Now, you guys didn't have lunch tickets at school, right?
No.
Yeah. Everybody at your school packed lunch, I'm sure.
My dad made my lunch.
Sure, he did.
He did, yeah. No.
Did he cut the crust off your bread, too?
I was a crustman. Yeah, I was all right. But it was usually a nice, like, chicken salad sandwich or a tuna salad sandwich with, like, maybe an apple and a nice thing of fruit snacks. Yep. Scooby-Doo, hopefully.
Oh, no, you the dude I put in the locker. Yeah, you are the one I put in the
good
locker.
Good luck picking me up. Good luck. No, I know. I'm sorry. I don't relate to the lunch tickets.
No, yeah. That was associated with free lunch. That's what that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I picked it up, believe it or not. I picked it up. Me and Ben Kenny are locked in on this one today.
School lunches, man.
Yeah.
Pizza Day was great.
Dude, Pizza Day is still great. Except when Spike had pizza day here on his last day. And he made everyone eat his vegan pizza nonsense.
Vegan pizza nonsense.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So OG Wade did put out his quarterback rankings. Did you see it?
I did see it.
Did Do you want to hear it?
Yes, of course I do.
All right, I'll run through this as fast as possible because I can't wait for him to eventually call in.
Yep.
Number one, Jalen Hurts.
Of course.
Yep.
Wait, you go the other way.
Okay, sorry.
God.
He started at 23, by the way. So he didn't do
this.
This
is 32 quarterbacks, yep. Yes.
So 23, Derek Carr. 22, Trevor Lawrence. 21, Daniel Jones. Here we go.
How's Daniel Jones not last on this
he
list?
He shouldn't even be in the top 23. Why did he cut it off at 23? That's my question.
Because he couldn't remember anybody else's names.
20, Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
19, Geno Smith.
Man, you got to give Geno Smith a little more credit than 19, don't you?
19 seems about right.
Okay.
Kyler Murray, 18.
Okay.
Justin Herbert, 17.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good take. That's pretty low.
Yeah.
That is low. I'll buy all your stock. Dak Prescott, 16. 2 of 15.
Oh.
Matt Stafford, 14.
Oh. Would have had him a little higher.
Baker Mayfield with F.
That's close enough.
F-E.
Yeah.
I-L-D. Or field.
Mayfield. F-E-I-O-D. Is that F-I-L? F-I-E-L-D.
12, Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Yeah, trash.
Too
high.
Just waiting to hear that.
Yep.
Yes.
Way too high.
11, Jordan Love.
Okay.
10, Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
C-U-S-I-N-S.
Yep.
9, Josh Allen.
Wow, okay.
Unbelievable. 8, C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
7, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
6, Aaron Rodgers.
A-Rod is still in the – A-Rod is still getting free passes. He's top six.
Well, what about Russell Wilson being number 5?
Holy cow. Russell Wilson is number 5?
If even the Steelers are like, all right, it's a little much. 4, Burrow.
Okay.
3, Goff.
Wow, he loves Jared Goff.
He loves Jared Goff. 2, Mahomes, and 1, Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Yeah, what a takes.
I feel like he's my son.
What a takes, man.
2, Patrick Mahomes.
It's a good year to put him to. Yep.
Back to back MVPs. Yeah. I mean, back to back Super Bowls he's won.
Yep. Listen, they only make one OG Wade, and he doesn't care about your opinion.
He had a couple good ones in there. Herbert at 17, no.
Russell Wilson at 5.
Yeah, Russell Wilson at 5,
he
no.
Got benched.
Yeah, because if Russell Wilson is the 5th best quarterback, you may as well just trade Justin Fields right now.
Yeah. There's no point in him being there.
Yeah.
And they aren't doing that. But man, because I think you and I feel like are both pro Russ. Like I want Russ to not have his career fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's too far.
Yeah, he's not the 5th best quarterback in the league. No.
Well, OG Wade will, I'm sure, account for his list coming up when he eventually calls in. 215-592-9494. Still looking for the things you missed about your childhood for a 2024 Eagles draft hat. Plus, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing, a autographed Jalen Hurts midnight green Eagles jersey, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. But on the other side, did we see growth from one Sixer yesterday? I think so. Why? We'll discuss coming up next on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.